Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
Continuing my sports theme this morning, Marquette and Third Space Brewing Company. Now, I got to go back to May of 2022 here. I'm not taking credit for this, but I sent a simple email connecting the associate athletic director at Marquette with one of the owners at Third Space Brewing Company, which is located really close to Marquette's campus. And I hope it shows kind of the power of connection and collaboration and how important it is in the Milwaukee area. My email said, just no matter what, you two should know each other. And based upon what I'm seeing in a bunch of stories and online, it sure seems like a lot of colleges are finding ways to create their own beverages. And I said, hey, if there's a will to create some type of Marquette basketball beverage or beer, you know, go forth. I have no idea if this is a good or feasible idea, I said in my emails. So no worries if it doesn't make any sense. But if it makes sense, let's explore it. I'm happy to help however I can. Let's fast forward 2 years. Marquette Athletics and Third Space Brewing Company yesterday announced the creation of Marquette Golden Ale, the first ever officially licensed and co-branded craft beer of the Golden Eagles. Marquette Golden Ale will be available at Marquette home games at Fiserv Forum, at the Al McGuire Center, and at Valley Fields beginning November 4th. It's a partnership between Marquette and Third Space Brewing Company, facilitated by Learfield's Marquette Sports Properties. Golden Eagle, 4.9% alcohol volume, pairs pretty well on game days and good company for sure. On the first game day for Marquette, which is November 1st, the first 2,000 fans are going to get a Marquette koozie from Third Space Brewing Company. The power of partnership through sports. Love to see it. Number two, new from Caitlin Cullen and close to Fiserv Forum. 3 years after closing her Northside restaurant, the Tandem. Tandem was so good. The fried chicken there was just absolutely amazing. But Caitlin Cullen is back temporarily in the Milwaukee restaurant business. This is from kinshipmke.org. We are excited to announce that in partnership with Thrive On Collaboration, we will be opening a signature cafe in the historic Thrive On King building at 2153 North MLK Drive. In addition to bringing healthy food options to the dynamic community hub, we'll also bring to the table an innovative workforce training program for residents encountering barriers to employment. Caitlin Cullen told Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that when she closed the Tandem, she said, I really told everyone and I meant it, never was I going to open another restaurant again, but this is Kinship's restaurant and not mine. Cullen works for Kinship, the River West Food Pantry, overseeing its food and wellness program located at St. Cashmere Church on Clark Street. Kinship offers a food pantry, community meal program, and other social services to address food security and wellness. Cullen is adding her expertise to this new cafe's menu. They hope to open in early November. Keep an eye on that. Always love to see creative partnerships on the nonprofit side with restaurants.